Y'all know what day it is?
No.
April Fools.
April Fools.
April Fool. Just a little joke, folks.
Told you all.
Yes, April Fool.
We tell practical jokes on April Fool's Day.
You'll stop with this April Fool's nonsense.
April Fool's Day is favorite holiday.
As of right now, April Fool's Day is over.
April Fool's!
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's Thursday. Woo! Yes. I do not go for April Fools. I'm sorry. So you're not going to hear me saying that I'm moving to Texas or that I've seen the light and I'm changing to a Democrat. You're not going to hear me say stuff like that. But I tell you, when you guys send it to me, yeah. I just got this morning and thought, oh, geez. Well, Monica, I'm afraid I've seen the light. I'll be voting Democrat in the future. Clearly, socialism is the clear future for our country. Because of that, I won't be listening to your show anymore. Since you oppose socialism. April Fools. Oh, Dave, you got me. But I have to tell you, you were a little late on the draw because the first one who got me this morning was producer Dan and said that today was his last day. And he said it in a very somber voice. And I'm by, what the hell? And then, of course, he said April Fools. So the thing about April Fools is sometimes it goes too far and it hurts people. And I don't think that anybody right now in the atmosphere that we are in. Yeah. Choose your April Fool's jokes wisely and make sure you point out immediately if the other one has been duped that it's an April Fool's joke. You know, you don't want to be out there saying that the entire country is shut down and that Democrats are coming for your guns. Because that's just not funny. Oh, wait a minute. That's not an April Fool's joke. See what I mean? We need to keep the truth straight right now. As we hit just a couple of things on vaccines, here's the truth for you. Over 100 fully vaccinated people in Washington state alone have tested positive for COVID-19. Now they're saying the Pfizer vaccine is going to keep you protected for 6 months. So they're just going to keep pumping you. The drugs, which even Fauci has admitted, not going to protect you from getting COVID-19. So if it's not going to protect you, then why are you taking it? Great article came out recently about a group of people having 90% herd immunity in their community with no vaccinations, no masks, and no social distancing. Why do I say community? Because this group of people really don't want to have anything to do with us. It's the Amish. The Amish have reached 90% herd immunity. Because they let life happen. They let their bodies do what they're supposed to do and build up herd immunity. You can't achieve herd immunity with a biological weapon, with an operating system, mRNA. So if you're still listening to just the health department, well, then the April Fool's joke is on you. And it ain't no joke. You need to be doing better research than what the mainstream media is putting out. Because if you follow what they're talking about, well, you can hear the contradictions every day. Oh, the numbers are going down. Oh, the numbers are plummeting. Now they're skyrocketing. It's, check the facts. Look at the numbers yourself. It's hard. I get it. It's hard to go to the CDC's website and go through stuff. But sometimes that's what it takes. And then you'll understand why so many countries have banned AstraZeneca. Well, deadly blood clots are something to take seriously. Deadly blood clots. 23 countries. Not just little countries, big countries. Spain, Germany. The list goes on and on. So this morning, somebody just texted me, happy Democrat Day. No. So today's poll question should have you concerned. Because again, it's pandering. Pandering. And at what point do we stop pandering and get to the truth of problems, get to the reality of problems? If we just pander, then there's no solutions. There's no looking into the source and the reason that we have problems in this country. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And this is not an April Fool's joke. Under the guise of inclusivity, there's that word again, UNR has implemented segregated dorm communities where white students are not even considered to fill rooms in that dormitory for the safety of student participants. So the question, do you agree with this new dorm housing? And remember who the new president of UNR is. Former Governor Brian Sandoval. Is this acceptable to you? Wow. For the safety of indigenous students, black students, Asian students, white students aren't allowed in those dorms. I'm not surprised that it's come to UNR. University of Nevada, Reno, because of the fact that this started last year back east. When the black students wanted their own housing. This is not inclusivity. Let's call it what it is. This is segregation. This is now sending white people literally to the back of the bus. Very shortly, there will only be certain locations that white people will be allowed into. Why do I take it to that extreme? Because once again, if you deny history, if you deny American history, then you are bound to repeat it. We are supposed to learn from our past so it doesn't happen again. This is a typical push for a Democrat agenda to once again bring up and inflame differences between everybody, between races, between religions, to once again create turmoil, to create division. This is not about diversity. This is not about inclusivity. This is about segregation. These universities are creating environments that are hostile. Rutgers University. Students will not be attending on campus, in class, if they do not have proof of vaccinations. It's up to the parents. Pull your kids. Find a university like Hillsdale College that actually makes a difference. Because these universities out there, the ones that are pandering, the ones that are, I'll keep that word to myself, they are the ones, once again, that we've seen from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, that are creating this communist America that we are seeing today. So what do you think about UNR's latest actions? Yesterday's poll question, do you feel the United States is less influential or even powerful on the world stage under the Biden-Harris administration? 94% of those participating said yes. The reason I ask that question is because that's how other countries look at the United States now, with all of the pandering that the Biden-Harris administration is doing to China, to Iran, and a few other countries that absolutely hate us. I hope you're prepared. I hope you're prepared as Russia is getting ready to, let's see, what do the Democrats like to say? Incursion? They're on the Ukraine border. Remember who stopped them. And now remember who's in the White House that they could care less about. China, massing forces on the Indian border. That would be India for some of you. Massing forces right there against Taiwan. I hope you're paying attention. Because this is exactly why I say prepare for the absolute worst, but hope and pray for the best. And you better start praying, because under the Biden-Harris administration, this world is going to see a lot of garbage go down. Phone lines are open. 884-9910. Do you want to talk about what UNR's doing? Do you want to talk about what China's doing? It's all about you. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And giving away sweet treats, we have our very last chocolate bunny to give away from the chocolate shop. Be listening for your chance to win on The Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
It happens to everyone, the bad day. You didn't get enough sleep, you ran out of coffee creamer, and you seem to catch every red light. When this happens, don't reach for aspirin or alcohol. Instead, get tacos!
It's raining tacos!
Tacos are guaranteed to brighten up a bad day. Don't ask your doctor if tacos are right for you, because they are, damn it! Hell, you're smiling now, knowing that soon you'll be eating tacos.
Side effects may include extreme tastiness.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Oh, and a woo-hoo to you, too. This is hysterical. Remember, I will not be doing any April Fool's stories, so everything that I'm bringing you today is absolute. It's the Monica Jay Show. Talk and text 884-9910. Love to hear from you today. What are your thoughts? How about this? Remember, I remember the second event that President Trump had here in, I think it was 2016, as he was running for president, before the primaries, okay? Close to 5,000 people were there. I had the joy of giving the invocation, and let me tell you, it was an amazing event. Think of those numbers. Only 4,300 people tuned in to watch Joe Biden speak about his $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill. Yeah. The $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill that spends only $157 billion on roads, bridges, and airports. Bridges and roads, isn't that the infrastructure we were really talking about? Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Check in with Neil this morning. Neil, shouldn't America be first?
Yes, and we need to take away the copewit industry and have it before the 60s and the 80s and 70s, and have it that George Washington and all founding fathers wanted, but in our day kind of way, but in their point of view. We need that, because that's what we need, is better America and less government, and have the people 180 days, the people are going to get sick and tired of, and like in different countries, rat out the president and rat out everybody because we are sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
You think that's going to happen? Yes, it is.
100%. Absolutely. I think we're in the process of it happening, but the point of it is it too late? That's the big question. Neil, thank you so much for your call today, and you have an absolutely fabulous day. All right, we'll get back to more of your texts and your comments, because not only do I have a very interesting take on how the world sees us from the Jewish World News, and how we're just, are we stupid or are we gullible? We'll find out the answer to that, and we'll see what that $2 trillion infrastructure plan, who's going to pay for that? We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And it is a busy, busy day on what's going on around us. So today's poll question, point it out, UNR, have you heard it? Yeah. Under the guise of inclusivity, they have implemented segregated dorm communities where white students are not considered when it comes to filling the rooms for the safety of student participants. So basically, they're making white people out, even at the university level, dangerous. Do you believe or do you agree with this new dorm housing policy? Does anybody have the president of UNR's number, Brian Sandoval? Love to hear the explanation on this for the pandering. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, do you feel the United States is less influential or even powerful on the world stage under the Biden-Harris administration? 94% of those participating in the poll said yes. Absolutely yes. Again, remember, you're not going to get any April Fool's jokes here, and we all know mistakes happen. But when it comes to putting poison in your body, at least some people are catching the mistakes. You know why Johnson & Johnson vaccines are so hard to get a hold of? Well, that's because a big old mistake at the factory ruined 15 million doses. Yeah. Verified story. You can look it up for yourself from Yahoo. The workers at a Baltimore plant run by Emergent BioSolutions, a manufacturing partner to Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, reportedly mixed up the vaccine's ingredients several weeks ago, according to the New York Times. The mistake will not affect the doses that are being delivered and used nationwide, as those doses were produced in the Netherlands. However, all future shipments of the vaccine, some tens of millions of doses in the next month, were set to come from the Baltimore plant. Nonetheless, federal officials expect enough doses to meet, I'm not going to use that term, Biden's goal of securing enough vaccines to immunize every American adult by the end of May. Well, let me tell you, you're not going to have enough to immunize every American, because not every American is going to take the vaccine. And I can just see a huge counterfeit business popping up now. I can just see the counterfeit vaccine passports or vaccination cards popping up. Can you? Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Lola this morning. Lola, thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind?
Yes, I have a question for Mr. Sandoval. First of all, I'm Hispanic. My father was European. So I came out on my mother's side. So my daughter is very fair skin. Are they going to segregate her? So, Mr. Sandoval, how many DNA flavors do you have? Because you're not very dark skin. So how much European do you have in your DNA? So how are we going to segregate people? We're all mixed.
They're just going to look at the color of their skin. Because that's all they do, Lola. Everybody judges, you know, at least that's what the Democrats are putting out there. Because I know I don't care. Because you and I were hugging on Saturday. These people judge others by the color of their skin. And if you are white, well, in their opinion, you are dangerous to others. And that is disgusting.
Because I have so much European in me and a lot of Native American in me. I have African, I have Asian, I have everything. So if he's going to go by just by the color of his skin, he needs to look in the mirror. And that's what I've got to say. And I am going to find his number because I live here in Virginia City. And I am going to call. I'm gonna burn his phone. I'm going to call him.
Blow that phone up.
Blow that phone up. I will find him.
Thank you for getting involved. Thank you for being out there and willing to do this. And while you've got the phone out, make sure that you call the legislature on all of the different bills that they're working on, because today is the big one. I'll get to that in just a second. Lola, thank you so much for your call today. Appreciate your thoughts and your time. So today at 1 o'clock is a big one, SB 395. And it's interesting because last night had Mount Rose Republican Women's Club meeting. Once again, we have our monthly dinner meeting the last Wednesday of the month. And as we have been since pretty much the entire shutdown since last year, we've been meeting at Paisans with Mike and the crew. And I believe we had 75 people there last night, maskless, having a great meal, our camaraderie, are getting together and keeping the conversation going of what's going on around us. We had a wonderful speaker, Sean Rahmeyer, who talked about cybersecurity. And we see it every day with our computers being hacked, even more so now since so many people are working from home. You got to watch out for those emails that look like they're coming from somebody you know. I get one probably once a week from a dear friend, Sandy Masters, and it says she's in desperate need of help. But I can tell by the way it's written that it's not from her. Delete these things. If you even have a question about it, call the person. Talk to them. Say, hey, did you send me this email? This looks suspicious. They make them look like they need to look. Again, it's all about money, getting into your computer. But I digress. So let's get back to this. Because a surprise guest, we weren't ready for it. Senate Leader James Settlemyer showed up at the meeting to give us a legislative update, which we have Ira and Alexis Hansen next month for our dinner, if you want to get on that. You don't have to be a member, but you can. So they're going to give us a legislative update as it gets closer to the end, or I think we're just about in the middle. But again, I digress. So Settlemyer was talking about how people blow up his phones and his emails, and that we should also be contacting the Democrats. Now, a lot of people feel that, well, they're not going to listen to anybody who is outside of their district. Again, I have said this before, it doesn't matter. When you are elected to office, assembly, senate, federal office, senator, congressperson, you represent the people. So you represent the people of Nevada. Call all of them. Don't just call your representative. Call and email all of them. Because they are messing with everything that, again, it goes back to money. Worst financial crisis we're having, people unemployed, and yet the Democrats just want to raise your property taxes. So SB, Senate Bill 395, is going to increase property taxes for 11 rural counties. 11 rural counties where the population is below 45,000. So you're looking at Nye, Churchill, Humboldt, White Pine, Pershing, Lander, Lincoln, Mineral Story, Eureka, and Esmeralda counties. They want to go above the cap. Yeah. Not by much. Right now, it's capped at $3.64 for each $100 of assessed valuation. They want to raise it by 25 cents. Bill authorizes the school district in each county where the taxes are imposed to pledge that the proceeds to payment of any bonds or obligations the school district issues for capital projects, buildings. But now, wait a minute. We got a lot of unused buildings out there for the school system. Because you're seeing all this BS of moving out of the school buildings and being online. Because that is the future of education. Whether you believe it or not, that is the future. It will all be virtual. Because again, the big plan is to really have you not leave your homes. So then why are we putting all this money towards new buildings? Again, the education system. Coming on the backs of property owners. The hearing is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Please testify and help the people who are living in these counties who own property to say, hey, you've already taxed us and taxed us and taxed us, and you just want more. Get a hold of the Senate Review Committee. They're not going to stop. Just like taxes don't sunset, bonds are never let go. They just figure, oh, you know, people are already all paying all this, so why don't we just give them something else to say we need the money for? Yeah. Pull at the emotions. Animals, elderly, kids. You put it anything towards a tax increase, towards those three things, and they just work on you. So again, SB 395. get on the phones, get on your emails, and don't just go to the Republicans. Get to the Democrats as well. I know it's frustrating, but it is important because we haven't paid attention until this point. Why do we wait until it gets so bad that we can't turn the ship around? I'm going to bring you from something from the Jewish World News, which really should be provocative to you, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Oh, University of Nevada, Reno, UNR, lovingly known as, already backpedaling. Three of the shared living arrangements titled Black Scholars, Indigenous, and Latinx, all which appear to be located in the university's Great Basin Hall. The communities garnered national attention on Tuesday when Young America's Foundation reported on an administrator indicating that white students and others that didn't match those particular backgrounds shouldn't be considered for admission to these communities. In the identity-based communities for the safety of student participants, it is important only students who hold that identity are considered, said Dean Kennedy, Executive Director of Residential Life and Housing and Food Services. The university is telling Fox News that they misspoke, and that anyone could join the communities. Uh-huh. See what happens when people point out what you're doing? It's called the backpedal. Because, you know, heaven forbid, somebody who's white wants to learn about Native American culture, wants to learn about the history of Native Americans here, even in Nevada. Sarah Winnemucca, by chance? Heaven forbid, white people want to learn about Black scholars. One of the smartest men I know out there is Mr. Sowell. I can't pronounce his last name. S-O-W-E-L-L. He's a Black scholar. And he has more to say about what's going on in this country today than anybody out there. And how we are destroying each other with BS like this. If you're going to speak to the media and then backpedal and say you misspoke, maybe you shouldn't be speaking to the media. How stupid are American voters? Very. Coming from Jewish World Review. American voters have rarely come out in huge numbers on Election Day. But last year, for the first time in many decades, millions of people whose eyes had been opened to the hoaxes of COVID-19 and global warming went to the polls. But the damage had already been done. The left had been planning a coup for many years because they had control of the mainstream media to spew the politics of fear and envy and, of course, to stay at home. Voters allowed the Manchurian candidates to seize the legislatures, city councils, and school boards. Wow. Thank you, Alicia Collin, because that is exactly what happened. And we are reaping the benefits from having our eyes closed. So many have them open now. But again, is it too late? I say no. We keep moving forward with our voices louder than ever. Something Senator Sedemeyer also said was that he sees the legislature opening by mid-April because all of the legislators should be vaccinated by then and be ready to go. I have no words. No, actually, I do. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this Fox News update.